This is GQDN for August the 2nd, this Tuesday. You know me as Joe, and brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we have some PlayStation sales, a couple games announcements, some movements, release date movement from an X-Division developer from Ubisoft, and EA has signed some branding partnership. But today we start with Activision Blizzard's second quarter financial results. This is brought to us by both investor.activision.com and by wowhead.com. And what they have said is that what we thought about Diablo Immortal's launch and all of that, the income that we thought actually did come true, but there are some other things in there. Activision monthly users went from 100 million in the last quarter to 94 million this quarter, a 6 million drop. Blizzard Entertainment went up from 22 million to 27 million, and that is mainly because of Diablo Immortal. But with Diablo 4 coming in and World of Warcraft coming in later this year, it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the next quarter. Now, King went down by 10 million, but 250 to 240 million. And essentially, they're still ruling the roost in Activision Blizzard. But that does happen. Now, those weren't the only quarterly things that happened. Because when those numbers go down, so do their the amount of money that they accumulate goes down as well. Net revenue, for instance, product sales. 2022 was $304 million. 2021 was $568 million. And that's the 3 months ended in June 30th. The 6 months was $690 million. And that's compared to $1,243 million. So just over $1 billion. And those are cut close to 50%. And those are just one instance. Assets at June 30th was at $83 million. And that is up from last year, $10,423 million. But the cash equivalents was down, and with all total, the total assets were actually down, with last quarter or last December being 25,056. And that's gone down to 24,994. So some of the numbers have gone up. Their capital expenditures had 164% increase. And the TTM2, that's for 12 months, went up by 17%. But everything else was down. Cash flow was down by 49%. Non-GAAP free cash flow was down by 57%. And those are just some of the numbers that we've seen today. And we will definitely talk about this in the weekly show. Something else we could talk about in a more positive light is the WoW Variety Show. So, what's going to happen? Well, there's going to be a scavenger hunt and a foot trace through Azeroth. Right now, only North America can register, but others will be open later on. Signups will be open until 11 a.m. on August 15th, so you can register now. And if you follow them on Twitter, there will be 4 WoW celebrity contestants. So we shall see what happens there and who they announce. But they will be on their Twitch channel on August 24th. So that'll be very, very interesting. By the way, August 24th, that'll be a Wednesday, okay? So that'll be on my phone. Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on that there for you. I'll let you know what happened. But that does look like fun. And usually when stuff like that happens, it is quite fun, okay? Now, with that, the new financial report did come from Sony as well. This is brought to us by Destructoid.com. And what Sony is saying is that Sony plans on increasing PlayStation 5 production ahead of this year's holidays. So could they actually do that? Well, we shall see on the chips, on the chip shortage. But if they are getting chips through American and through Asian suppliers, then yeah, that could happen. So there are some other things going on throughout their financial report there as well. But that talks in yen, and I don't talk in yen. Well, sometimes. But there's some other talking, because EA was talking with La Liga, and according to Eurogamer, EA has signed the branding partnership with La Liga. So with that, this does go back to them losing FIFA, okay? So they had to get with all these other companies to get with the names of different soccer players. So we'll see what happens. And now that they have signed that agreement, they should be able to put names on the back of jerseys. But that's not all that happened with some agreements. Ubisoft, their X-Division developer boss, has now joined PlayerUnknown. So, David Profelt, one that has his name attached to Far Cry 3, Assassin's Creed Revelations, and some other stuff. Well, now he's going to be an advisor because the PlayerUnknown does want him to do some stuff because they are part of not Fortnite. What am I thinking? It's PlayerUnknown. So we shall see what happens there. But PlayerUnknown on Twitter did say, quote, "I've been a fan of David's work for some time, so thrilled to share this bit of news today." Hey, good for you. And it might be a good pickup there for them. We'll see what happens. Now we get into some games here. There's just a lot of news about news today. And Dead Island 2, this comes to us from DualShockers.com, will be re-revealed later this year. Well, this is just a rumor, okay? But we do know that Dead Island 2 was announced 8 years ago at E3. But what do we know about video games? They get delayed, 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 they get delayed. But that said, it is apparent that this will come, some announcement will come sometime this year. We don't know when. We really don't know when. But sometime an announcement will be made. It is the same with Survival Fountain of Youth. And they have been announced for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, but no other things. So, once again, you're looking at another pirate game. This is also brought to us by DualShockers.com. And you'll be sailing around and sailing around and sailing around. Now, you will also be creating your own base, if you will, and just do this and that type things. Now we go to GameSpot.com, and for you wrestling fans out there, if you're curious to see what AEW is doing, AEW Fight Forever, the Amazon listing has revealed multiple games mode and new features. So, there was a Chris Statlander reveal, and once again, looking pretty good. And what they were saying is, too, is the different games mode. There'll be a single, basically single match, tag team match, three-way match, four-way match, ladder match, the casino battle royal, falls count anywhere, unsanctioned lights out, and of course, you hit and you miss AEW, but maybe this will be better for the game, having an exploding barbed wire death match. So, the game publisher has confirmed a showcase on August 12th. AEW Forever right now is planned for Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, PlayStation 4 and 5, Nintendo Switch, and PC maybe this year? Thoughts right now for me, says maybe not this year, maybe next year. But they did confirm a showcase for August 12th. And that will be up on YouTube.com. Just look for the Nordic, or TH Nordic. I'm sorry, THQ Nordic. Twitch.tv/THQ Nordic. And up on Steam, it's store.steampower.com/publisher/THQ Nordic. That's where it's going to be. Oh boy, that's going to be fun. But we end today with the PlayStation Summer Sale. Oh boy, a summer sale. Bloodborne's at $10. Dead by Daylight at $12. Far Cry 6 at $27. Hitman 3 at $24. PGA Tour 2K21 at $15. That's one of the biggest savings right there. That's from $60 down to $15. Lots of good stuff. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order at $10. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, down to $42. Hey, that's still an $18 savings. Still, lots of good stuff. And you know we're full of good stuff too at twitch.tv/dawnforge. Well, I shouldn't say that. I should say thegroupquest.com. And this has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow. Hey, I took a day off yesterday. It's going to be a little bit long. So be it. So go play some games, people.